Welcome to the IB Psychology Podcast with Christina and Eileen. Today we will be discussing the representativeness heuristic, what it is, a real life example, and how we can avoid it.
So, what is the representativeness heuristic? Well, when making decisions of judgments, we often use mental shortcuts or rules of thumb, known as heuristics. For every decision, we don't always have the time or resources to compare all the information before we make a choice. So we use heuristics to help us reach decisions quickly and efficiently. Sometimes these mental shortcuts can be helpful, but in other cases, they can lead to errors or cognitive biases.
One of these biases is the representativeness bias. It's a heuristic that we use when making judgments. In particular, we can estimate the likelihood of an event by comparing it to an existing prototype that already exists in our minds. Our prototype is what we think is most relevant or typical example of a particular event or object. So for our real-life example, we decided to focus on a study done by Tversky and Kahneman, where they presented a group of participants with the following description. Tom W. is of high intelligence, although lacking in true creativity. He has a need for order and clarity and for neat and tidy systems in which every detail finds its appropriate place. His writing is rather dull and mechanical, occasionally enlivened by somewhat corny puns and by flashes of imagination of the sci-fi type. He has a strong drive for competence. He seems to feel little sympathy for other people and does not enjoy interacting with others. Self-centered, he nonetheless has a deep moral sense.
So the participants were then divided into three separate groups, and each group was given a different task. The first group was asked how similar Tom was to one of the nine different college majors. The majority of participants in this group believed Tom was most similar to an engineering major and least similar to a social science major. Participants in the second group were asked to rate the probability that Tom was one of the nine majors. The probabilities given by the participants in the second group were very similar to the responses given by those in the first group. And in the third group, participants were asked a question unrelated to Tom's description. They were asked to estimate what percentage of first-year graduate students were in each of the nine majors. So, what the researchers found was that people were highly likely to believe that Tom was an engineering major, despite the fact that there was a relatively small number of engineering students at the school where the study was conducted. People were likely to believe that Tom was an engineering major based on representativeness, ignoring other pertinent information such as the small number of engineering students. Tom's description matched with what they believed was a good representation of an engineering major. So the representativeness heuristic led them to make a judgment about what major he was likely pursuing.
So based off of the study, we can always see that sometimes the representativeness bias isn't always something that that is a good thing. So the key to avoiding the representativeness bias is to always be open to the possibility that the case before you isn't typical. Force yourself to consider other possibilities. Something may look like a giant airplane flying across the sky, but it may be an illusion caused by having no reference point to correctly estimate the distance between you and the lights you see moving in the sky. We hope you learned a lot from this podcast about the representativeness bias. Thank you, and hope you listen again.
Bye.